Greetings and welcome to this episode of The Profit in the Nonprofit, where you will discover what it takes to start, build, and fund your nonprofit. I am your host, Sandra Chaney. And today, y'all, it's just going to be me. How about that? So we're going to talk about some characteristics of a successful nonprofit. And the reason being is because every time I talk to somebody, they always want to know about money. They want to know about grants. They want to know how can they get funding. And if you've been listening to my podcast at all, you will know that I'm already telling you how to get money because the end result is the money. But if you don't have all the other things set up, then you will not get the funding that you are seeking, whether it's through donors, whether it's through grants, whether it's through fundraising, whatever that looks like, there are things that must be in place that you have to have in order to get the end result. And so today I just want to share, and it's probably going to be a two-parter. I want to share just some key things that you need as a successful nonprofit. So here we go. To truly succeed, nonprofits need to be financially stable, which we already know. They need to have a passionate volunteer base, and they need to have committed and strong leadership, not just as the founder or the executive director, but also your board. They need to be strong in leadership. But there are some things that may separate nonprofits who are barely making it to those who are truly thriving. Because again, end result is money, but it takes more than just that for you to thrive. So number one, a nonprofit must be adaptable. And what do I mean by that? You have nonprofits who've been around for 30, maybe 40 years, and they're using that same old strategic plan. When things in the world have changed, when the economy has changed, when even the needs of your community have changed, you have to take a moment to reassess. You have to take a moment to see what is going on in the environment around you, and then adapt to that. Adapt to the change, because things change. What was needed maybe 10 years ago by your community may not be needed now because they've grown. They receive what they need to receive from you, and now it's time to help them get to the next level. Unfortunately, though, there are so many nonprofits that don't want to change because they are afraid of taking a risk. They think that if they tweak something here, that maybe or possibly that it could cause them to maybe lose or cause them to maybe lose some of their community. Well, that's a chance you're going to have to take because maybe it is time for your community to shift themselves. So you really want to get a board meeting because it really requires your board to help you with this. Have a board meeting. An annual meeting should always be every year anyway, but in your annual meeting, you should be looking at your strategic plan, looking at what changes need to be made, looking at whether you should tweak it, whether your programs need to be tweaked, because maybe there are some that aren't working and you're trying to force them to work. So number one, be adaptable. Be adaptable because the world around us, even now as we see it, has changed. COVID, the pandemic has changed so many things. So you want to make sure that you are flowing with that and that you understand the needs of your community. So do a reassessment, assess the needs of your organization and assess the needs of your community. Number two, you are always going to be focused on your mission. So a healthy nonprofit can articulate its mission. And then they share it. So you don't just keep the mission statement to yourself. You are sharing this mission statement with everybody. And not only that, what are your vision and your core values? Do you have core values? Those core values are important because that is how you're going to choose board members. And I've said this before, if you even listen to any of my earlier podcasts, we talked about core values. This is how you choose your staff. This is how you choose your board of directors. Do they align with the core values of your organization? Do you know what your core values are? Have they changed? Are they different? Because it's possible that they could be. What is your vision? You know, that's the vision that once it has been completed, that your nonprofit is no longer needed. You know, I'm always using this as an example. People want to eradicate domestic violence. That's a vision. It may not happen in our lifetime. It may happen two lifetimes from now, but that is somebody's vision to eradicate domestic violence, right? But your mission statement is shared alongside of, along with your vision and with your values. And employees, every employee, including your board members, including your volunteers, must be able to articulate that mission and that vision, because you never know who they're going, what environment they're going to be in, or who they're going to be around. And somebody could ask them, you know, so what do you do? And they may say, I work for so-and-so nonprofit. And they might be like, oh, well, you know, what do you guys do? They have to be able to articulate that mission. If they can't articulate that mission, that vision, or even their core values, that's going to present a problem, because you could be talking to a donor. So you want to make sure that your mission and vision are clear, right? And your core values are clear. Your core values could be authenticity, could be truth, it could be faith, whatever drives your core, drives your organization. Because a lot of times with the founder, whomever the founder is, the founder also has their own core, they have their own core values. So, which means your core values are also based on who you are as the founder, because this is what also drives you. So be clear about what those things are. Also, management. So a successful nonprofit constantly is sharing goals with their employees and gets the board and gets them on board and gets the board of directors on board, excuse me. So everybody is on board with the goals. What are your goals and objectives? What are the main goals? And I'm not talking about program goals. I'm talking about goals overall for your nonprofit. Like any business, you have to have goals. What are they for you? And if you're not clear, then you need to actually write them down. Get with your board. Again, these are these annual meetings that you have, or your monthly board meetings, or biannual, however you do your meetings. You need to have these meetings with your board and then with the employees, so they understand what the goal of the nonprofit is. Because when your employees understand your nonprofit and understand the goals, they have a buy-in to it as well. They are aligning with everything. They're aligning with how the program is going to function, how your nonprofit is going to function. If they can't buy into that, then you may not have the right employees. So you need to be sharing your goals as well with the employees. Employees and managers are in the organization understand not only each other, but they all also understand what is required to reach these goals. Again, this is part of, so what I'm sharing with you right now is how you would write a grant basically as well. Because when you are writing a grant, they ask about your goals. They ask about your objectives. They ask about these activities. If you don't have that clearly for your organization, you cannot get grant funding or any kind of funding. A donor won't even give you money if you're not clear about your goals, your objectives, and your activities. So the employees, your managers, your volunteers, they too must be clear about your goals. They must be clear about these objectives and how you plan to carry these out. This allows them to feel some kind of ownership. And that means they will take steps to accomplish them, right? Because now they understand what your goals are. Now they understand the objectives to getting to these goals and what you must do to carry out both the objectives and the goals. That allows them to have some ownership in your nonprofit, in this nonprofit, in the nonprofit that you've created for the public. These are some of the things that are going to help you not only maintain, but also continue to be successful as you are looking for funding, as you are looking for donorship, as you're even doing fundraising. All of this is a part of that, getting to the end result. when we come back after this commercial break, we're going to continue with this whole thing about being focused on your mission, because part of your mission also does include your goals. Now, your goals are not written in your mission statement, but if you look at your mission statement, it tells me, the reviewer, and you know, the grant writer, and somebody who's in the public that's also a donor, it tells me who your target population will be, what it is that you are doing right now, and how you're going to do it. That also drives your goals, objectives, and your activity. So when we come back after this commercial break, I'm going to continue on that vein. And remember, we're talking about how to be successful and stay successful. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hey, this is Sydney Trailer-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Cheney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Cheney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandracheney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon. So welcome back to The Profit in the Nonprofit, and I am your host, Sandra Cheney, and we're talking about characteristics that can help you as a nonprofit founder, owner, executive director, board member be successful. And so we're talking about your mission statement. And so we talked about the goals, the objectives, the management, your employees, all understanding what the mission is, what your core values are, right? What your goals and objectives are. So the other thing about being successful, because there's a lot, but right now we'll focus on this mission here, is that the purpose is a key ingredient for a strong, sustainable, and scalable nonprofit, right? What's the purpose? What's your why? What's the purpose? What's your why? It's kind of, they go hand in hand. It makes the work more enjoyable for an employee, for a volunteer, for anyone who's working in, because these are your stakeholders, not just donors, but they're also your stakeholders. If they understand what the purpose is of the nonprofit, it makes it more enjoyable. A strong sense of purpose can fuel results and become an engine for an organization's success. You got to give not only your board, but you got to give your volunteers. If you're new and it's just you and you have volunteers, even if it's just you and your board, they still need to have a strong sense of purpose, which is your why. Why did you create this in the first place? This needs to be what drives you, because people are going to feel that. They're going to know that. They're going to sense it. They're going to understand that this person has a purpose. They have a need, a drive, not even a need, but a drive to have an impact in this community. And it's going to want people, want more folk to help you, In other words, they're going to either want to volunteer, which, by the way, that's money, that's dollars, that's in kind, but it's still dollars. They may want to donate something to you, whether it is space, whether it is food, whatever it is that you need, that's still dollars. So you have to change how you see yourself receiving money as well, right? So in addition to that, a successful nonprofit are those which create a mission-oriented culture. In a mission-oriented organization, cultures, employees have a clear, again, sense of purpose. So I want you to understand that when your mission is clear, it gives a sense of purpose to your board, to your volunteer. It goes back to your why. I'm going to always hop on the why, because even a donor wants to know your why. Why are you doing this? What is the purpose? What's the purpose? Right? Be clear about the why. If you're not clear about the why, take some time to really, really get clear about why you're doing it, because it might not be for the right reasons. And you may have to ask yourself, especially if you are new, is this where I need to be? So get clear, because this will drive your money. So number three, because that was all for mission statement. So number three, they are donor centered. A successful nonprofit, first of all, understands that their donors are more than their wallets, that they are people first. You can't just look at, that's almost like going to a networking event and you're looking at, and of course, we're looking for people that can help us. Tis true, we are. But when you're going to a networking event, your mind should always be on, yes, I want someone to help me, but how can I serve them? What can I offer them? Right? Especially if it's somebody who's got big pockets and you know that they have a huge network, you should be thinking, how can I serve them? With donors, they are people first. And until you get that as a nonprofit, it's going to be very hard to get donors to buy into what you're doing. A donor will always give you what they can give you, whether it's financial, whether it's in kind, whatever that is, but you got to see them as people first, because that's who they are. Like, yes, I'm the host of this nonprofit, but I'm a person and I do donate when I'm led to donate to a nonprofit all the time, because I believe in their mission, because I see what they're doing, and because they always have a sense of gratitude about what they're doing, right? It isn't that they're expecting me to do anything, but that they do understand that the importance of seeing me as a person first. So you must see them as a person first. An organization that does not live by the donor-centered approach are easily recognized. Their communication is all about me, me, me. A true donor-centered organization focuses on communicating with your donors how they make things happen. So you're going to communicate to your donor. It's not necessarily that I need this amount of money, I need that amount of money, but you're going to communicate in terms of what you've already done, what your mission is, your story behind what you're doing, your passion behind that. And you're going to see that on your website. You know, I don't know if the people still do brochures these days. I have no idea, but you're going to see it on brochures. You're going to see that kind of information there. Even if you're on social media, all those things you're going to see, but you're going to be talking about your story and you're going to be talking about how you've helped this community. Donors will see that. And if they are inclined to give, they will. They will give to you because they see that you are somebody who really is focused on the community. Yes, we all need money, but your donor needs to know that you know that they are a person first. Donors enable your nonprofit's work. Successful nonprofits show their donors how their contributions make a difference in the world. They keep their donors informed of their progress, and they explain in measurable terms what their donations have accomplished. A donor needs to know that their money has gone to good use. They need to see it. You need to advertise it on Facebook or social media or on your website, you know, that your donors have done this. And this is, you know, if a donor gave you a certain amount of money, it went to this and this, how this helped. They need to know that. And you need to thank them always on your website, because remember, they are people first. Successful nonprofits see their donors as individuals investing in their mission rather than just cash transactions. That is so important. And finally, now I'm going to break this up because we're not going to get to this particular one today, or actually in this particular podcast. So we're going to break this up into two parts. I will do a part two to this, but here's the funding part I want to talk about. Nonprofits develop diverse funding sources. That is so important to develop diverse funding sources. That's the same thing. If you're someone who invests, in your 401k, you're diversified, right? You're not just in one pot. If you're someone who plays the stock market, I shouldn't say that, but invests in the stock market, you're diversifying. All your money isn't in one pot. It's the same thing with a nonprofit. All your money should not be in the same pot. A nonprofit should look at other ways of getting funding other than just grants. A nonprofit is not so different than a for-profit organization. Regardless of the fact that nonprofits focus on social change and not profit, if they are out of money, they can't exist, right? So you have to look at how can I diversify? This is why it is important for nonprofits to stay in check when it comes to their finances, alongside always having their mission on their mind. What is it that you can do right now other than grants? What kind of fundraisers can you create? And not only that, if you are a person, if you're the owner or founder of this nonprofit and you are a speaker, what organizations could you go speak at that will pay you to speak? And then the money goes back into your nonprofit. It is possible to do that. You have to diversify and think outside of the box. Grants are 30% of your finances. The rest are donor, fundraising, maybe some kind of what I just said, speaking, whatever that is. You have to think about different pots of money, different funding sources. Think stretch beyond what you see in terms of grants, because grants may not always be around, or that pot of money may not ever come back. And then what, right? So I want you to stretch beyond what you can see when it comes to your funding sources. We're going to continue this conversation in part two of the characteristics that can help a nonprofit become and stay successful. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of The Profit in the Nonprofit. If you're looking to have a consultation with me, please visit my website at SandraChaney.com. And I want you to remember this: an inspired and successful nonprofit leader is a leader who remembers their why and works from the inside out, because it truly is an inside job. Thank you for listening.